It's human nature to take for granted what we see every day. For commentator Alyssa Eli, it took the intervention of a stranger for her to appreciate what was right in her front yard.
The tree man had muscles everywhere, and he might have been sprouting a few leaves under his baseball cap. He patted the trunk in my front yard collegially. "Pinoak," he said. "Strong man." We stood under the branches between the toes of the strong man and looked up together. He pointed out the lateral structures and the pin oak strategy of spreading its limbs on a horizontal plane for greater strength. I was not interested in tree strategy. I was interested in gutter maintenance. I pointed out the limbs I wanted him to take down. "These branches won't drop in a breeze, you know," he said mildly. "You'd need a gale force before this tree could hurt your feelings." His allegiance was clear. It wasn't a tree with obvious suburban pleasures. You couldn't climb it, and there was no fruit to pick. But in the face of the tree man's appreciation, I started to feel appreciative myself. It was like standing with an art historian before some neglected but possibly important canvas from the back hall. "This fellow saw history change," he said. "Probably been here since horse and buggies clopped down this street. It might have grown 2 to 3 feet a year when it was young." The statistics were amazing. "It's on the decline now, though. Can't get what it needs anymore." "On the decline," I said. Our relationship was just beginning. "See, your roots have issues with the neighborhood. The sidewalks, the house, foundation, streets. They're strangling the root system bit by bit. That's the problem." "How long do you think it has?" I asked. My strong man was endangered. From utter indifference, I was close to bereaved. The tree man squinted. "Oh, it's maybe got half a century to go. It'll still outlive you. I can fertilize if you want. That'll help. Humic acid, cold water kelp, fish meal, and soil mulch. We apply by injection under pressure." "I wish you would," I said. I was thinking that you never know when you'll need to save something you didn't realize you cared about losing. It felt like I was opening a trust fund for a grandchild who would outlive me, except in this case I would be outlived by a grandfather who had preceded me. "I'm happy to," he said. "You got a fine old man here." He didn't even have to say it.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist. She lives in Massachusetts.